June 27. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. 2 Corinthians 7, 4. In 2 Corinthians 12, 3 and 4, Paul says, "And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." What a privilege it was to be caught up in the third heaven and hear unspeakable words beyond man's understanding. Though Paul had many visions and revelations, he could not know the meaning of grace. God could have taught him about grace in the third heaven, but God knows better. He taught him through pain. If you want to know God, you have to be upon the earth and learn about His grace. The apostle was a learned man, and he knew the scriptures well as he testified himself. In Philippians 3, 5 and 6. He was quite familiar with all the scriptures and prophecies, but neither miracles nor knowledge of scriptures taught him the meaning of grace. We read that the Lord allowed a thorn in his flesh. It was very, very painful. Many preachers and scholars try to find out what the thorn was. When God himself is silent about it, we should not go on trying to guess. It is for a purpose God has kept it a secret. It must have been a painful thorn because Paul prayed 3 times for its removal. He did not murmur or grumble about his physical pain. We shed tears for small things. Before any trouble comes, we cry and say, "Who is going to look after us?" But Paul was not such a man. He never grumbled or complained. In 2 Corinthians 7, 4, he says very truthfully that he was extremely joyful in tribulation and did not murmur. In 2 Corinthians 11, 23-27, we see a list of all the trials Paul had to go through. But he never said, "Lord, why hast thou brought all this upon me?" He never grumbled once, but the thorn in his flesh was extremely painful. His own strength must have been exhausted. That was why he begged the Lord thrice. He must have prayed saying, "Lord, I beg thee, I beseech thee, take away my thorn." These are not ordinary words. Again he prayed, "Lord, I beg thee to take it away." The third time also he must have said, "Please see my pain and remove the thorn." But the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." That is the only way I can teach you about grace. Paul preached boldly to everyone saying, "By grace are ye saved. I am what I am by the grace of God," and so on. He preached and wrote these words that people may experience God's grace. He alone had the privilege of being caught up to the third heaven, in the history of the whole church. Now God was saying, "My beloved Paul, what I did not say to you in the third heaven or teach you by other means, I have to teach you by this painful thorn. It must remain there. That is why the thorn is given to you. Do not pray anymore." From that day he stopped praying and said, "Lord, I thank thee for this thorn." Whenever the thorn became painful, he began to sing and praise God, saying, "I thank thee, Lord, for the thorn. I want thy grace, more grace, still more grace."